You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Every day, you and I interact with the world of tech.
Today, we're going to be showing our friends the basics of technology.
The system goes online on August 4th, 1997. Human decisions are removed from strategic defense. Skynet begins to learn at a geometric rate. It becomes self-aware at 2:14 a.m. Eastern Time, August 29th. In a panic, they try to pull the plug.
This is Tech in Real Life.
Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech and our guide to Tech in Real Life. Welcome back, Ben.
Thanks, Lizzie.
So we're going to mess with one of our producers' air conditioning, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be fun. This is Justin Ho. He's producer for Marketplace Morning Report. And he has kindly given me the login for an app called Think EcoSmart. Now, what the app does is let you control devices, in this case, an air conditioner, from your smartphone while you're on the move or at the office, for instance.
So we're here in the office with this app, and we can control his home air conditioner.
Yeah,
huh?
We can control his home air conditioner. So we're looking at it right now. I've got the app open. This button up here in the top right, it says Smart AC.
Okay.
Now, Justin at home has his air conditioner plugged into this thing that looks sort of like a power strip, right? And with this app, we can control his air conditioner.
So from your smartphone, we can raise and lower the temperature on Justin's air. Oh. We can make it really hot or really cold in Justin's apartment?
Yep.
It's currently 82 degrees in Justin's apartment.
So, like, what do you think? 60, 65 degrees?
Yeah.
Too
cool? 68.
All right. So I'm hitting the target area here. I'm hitting the up button to get it to 68 degrees.
Okay.
And now I've got it. And all I do right here is I hit save.
And we just set Justin's air conditioner.
We just set Justin's air conditioner.
That is so cool. So by the time he walks in the door,
boom,
68 degrees in the house. How did Justin get this thing?
Okay, so he actually got it from his power company, which here in New York is Con Ed.
What's in it for a power company?
Okay, so it saves power, potentially, for the, you know, if the user...
Yeah, but they make money when you use your power.
They do.
So what's in it for them? What's the angle?
Well, they want the data. Right? They want all the information about their users when they turn their ACs up, when they turn them down, and this helps collect that. But it also does something interesting. Now, do you remember what happened in New York City in 2003?
Absolutely. We had a blackout.
Major blackout. So power companies also want to understand when there's going to be stress on the grid. They want to avoid these sorts of things, and they'll avoid them with something called a conservation event. Now, when you opt into this program, you also opt into the power company being able to control your AC through this device. And theoretically, if things get too hot, we could have the power company say, you know what, we need to turn everybody's air conditioner up to, you know, 78 degrees.
So we could turn all of New York City's air conditioners to 79 degrees,
right,
and therefore not stress the system.
Right, or turn them off.
Wait a minute, Ben. What if I don't want to give the power company the ability to turn off my air conditioner?
Totally understandable. And in this case, you can actually opt out of this, right? You can actually have full control over your own AC and say, look, I don't want you guys turning it off. You can override things, et cetera. So it's possible for you to actually be the person in total control.
So we're in New York, but where else is this happening?
So it's happening right now, actually, in a couple of other cities. One of them is Baltimore. Another one is San Antonio. This is sort of the beginning of the smart home, right? We've been talking about this for a while. People are just starting to use it or use sort of different devices, control things from their smartphones. And there's danger there of hacking and other things, right? But if it's successful and if it proves useful for the power companies, people in cities all over the country might soon be getting a message from their friendly power company saying, hey, would you like to opt into this service?
Ben Johnson, host of Marketplace Tech. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lizzie.
How is technology changing your life? Let us know at marketplaceweekend.org or tweet us at MarketplaceWKND. And while you're at it, get some Marketplace Tech in real life. Download the Marketplace app. You can find it in the iTunes Store or on Google Play.